With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid all of the hubbub over the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files among House Republicans, it's causing them to halt work on just about all major legislation ahead of this week's six-week summer recess.
The House Rules Committee is not planning to hold votes this week to prepare major legislation for the House floor, meaning any remaining votes will likely be on small, non-essential bills. The House has been scheduled to vote on GOP legislation involving immigration and environmental legislation this week that had to go through the panel first. But Democrats plan yet more votes on amendments aimed at forcing the Justice Department to release all of its documents on Epstein. Members of the Rule Committee in both parties told reporters that the standstill is due to Republicans not wanting to vote on the Epstein-related amendments. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump about to host his Philippine counterpart at the White House.
A three-day visit to Washington by Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is highlighting U.S. efforts to strengthen security and economic ties between the two nations amid clashes with China over territory in the South China Sea. Marcos met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Monday.
Our storied alliance has never been stronger.
You cannot limit Philippine-American relationship to one dimension.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Remember former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke? Well, he's back.
O'Rourke took to the Sunday talk shows to address a question of whether he'll run to challenge incumbent GOP Senator John Cornyn. I don't know, he told CNN when asked about his plans, but says he's been holding town hall events across Texas to get in touch with Democrat voters to, in his words, channel our anger into action, registering people to vote, organizing with voters.
And that's correspondent Bob Agnew. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 45 points. This is SRN News. Can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia, however, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The UN expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes, recommending they wear head-to-toe burqas. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying these incidents serve to further isolate women and girls, contribute to a climate of fear, and erode public trust. This is SRN News. Just as the summer heat intensifies, comes word of a swimming pool recall.
Nine drowning deaths have been reported in Best Way, Intex Recreation, and Poly Group pools. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada say these pools have compression straps running along the outside, which may create a foothold for small children and allow them to get in the water unattended. All deaths reported have been in the U.S. between 2007 and 2022, involving children between 22 months and 3 years old. People who have these pools are asked to call the company for a free repair kit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Coca-Cola reporting better than expected earnings in the second quarter as higher prices overcame weaker sales volumes. Case volumes fell 1% globally and 1% in North America, but Coke says pricing was up 6% for the April through June period. Coke reports revenues rose 1%. More details, srnnews.com.